In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a tweet from somebody, and I'm not even going to, I won't even throw the name out there as much as to say this is a guy named Joe.
Okay.
That's what his name is.
All right.
His name is Joe. I'm going to read you his exact tweet, and I want to set up a conversation here. He says, I'm going to get killed for this, but why are we so enamored with the RFK site? Traffic will be a disaster. There's not enough space to tailgate. It's a bad area. Metro is close, in quotes, is a fine argument if people were going to weeknight games after work. It's not 1985. Let's move on. Now, at its core, when I hear that argument, just RFK is overrated, it's not that much better than the others, I would dismiss it outright, yell this guy out of the bar, so to speak, get out of here, you're crazy. But then you hear his points. There's some decent ones in here, I think. I'm going to go back through them one at a time.
Okay.
We can agree and disagree with things. He says, I'll be killed. Why are we so enamored with RFK? Traffic will be a disaster. Now, traffic's going to stink pretty much anywhere. It would be the worst it could possibly be is if they put it at that like Woodbridge-ish location in 95 that came up at one point.
Yeah, like Dumfries kind of or whatever it was, yeah.
That one would be worse. But it's not like it's going to be a cupcake over there on that 295 corridor over by RFK Stadium.
No, there are no good traffic spots.
And I would say that would be every bit as bad a traffic spot as the current stadium, if not worse, over by FedEx Field, in my opinion.
If nothing's done thoughtfully to build around that and make traffic patterns infinitely better than they are right now, then yeah, it'll be just as much, if not worse, of a snarl.
It'll be awful.
It'd be bad.
Not enough space to tailgate. That is irrefutable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's plenty of space to build and do some of the stuff they want to do, I think. But there will never in any plan be a ton of parking lot there. Because if there's enough space to do their little town center where you can go to the bars and the restaurants, and even that... You know, people with the team over the years have told me there's plenty of space, no problem. The footprint is big enough. We could use this area over here, that area over here. You can walk from the restaurants and the bars we're building or the hotel to the stadium. Maybe. But what you can't convince me of, there's enough room to do both of those things and a big parking lot. And the priority is not a parking lot. The priority is the other stuff. So football, which is a tailgating sport,
mm-hmm.
football, which has a tailgating culture, you are giving up on that tailgate. And a lot of fans, the highlight of the experience is the tailgating. Now, ideally, when they move there and they're playing and they're good, that would not be the highlight anymore. The actual game, like that little fun thing,
that could be neat. Yeah.
Would be the A-lister of the day again, the actual 60 minutes of football. But for right now, your experience, if you're a season ticket holder, a regular attendee, I think when you think about going to a game, every bit as much as sitting there and cheering for the first down that they might get, it's the pregame party with the bags and the tailgating and throwing a football and your kids running around with their buddies. Like, that's a big part of it. And that will very, very minimally be part of an RFK experience.
Yeah, so it's not a zero in terms of tailgating, but it's a lot less. You're just not going to have that kind of space. It'll be more to premium. So I'm making up a number. Instead of, say, 30,000 parking spots, there'll be 12. And for a lot of those folks, you won't be able to tailgate the same way. I think that's absolutely a thing.
And that ratio actually might be good, too.
I mean, I made that up out of my tuchus. I have no idea.
But, yeah, I mean, I think it would be like a quarter of the parking mm-hmm. lot space, if that, maybe. But, okay, so he says not enough space to tailgate. To me, that one's the easiest one to confirm, essentially. Then he says bad area. Now, I don't really know what he means by that other than maybe he's saying it's like not a good area in terms of crime or not a good area to be walking around, or, you know, just driving in. I don't really know where he's going with bad area, but he might just mean congested, not conducive to a lot of things around there, which that's part of the plan and the build. But if his point is bad area, no restaurants, no bars, you're not, there's not a walkable hotel, that's all true in the moment. You're buying what was sold here at Nats Park, which happened. It took some time. You're buying what Maryland would have to if they do FedEx 2.0, that all that stuff would come and make the area around there not bad.
And also, maybe I would say your file for what that neighborhood is like, if he's talking about the, you know, the other stuff, is probably not updated for a while. That neighborhood's gone through a ton of changing in terms of housing and some stuff that's in fairly close proximity to RFK. It's different than it was in the 80s when we were going to games.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think you can find whatever you want to find over in that area, right? Like, good stats, bad stats, whatever.
Sure.
But, like, that's what I think having stadiums and cities is sometimes. And to me, that's not even the argument that, like, you're going in there on a Sunday for a football game. Your experience is going to be that of thousands of people around you going and watching football. But I don't know what he meant by that, so I don't want to guess necessarily. I'm assuming by bad area, though, he means not conducive to enjoying, like, pregame football type stuff. That's my guess.
Gotcha.
Metro is close is a fine argument if people were going to weeknight games after work. I actually love this point. Now, I'm going to speak out of both sides of my mouth. I'm going to get the pro being in the city part out first. Even for football on the weekends, the Audi Field experience with the Defenders, which is not a Wizards, Capitals, Nationals weekday, you know, everyday kind of endeavor. It is awesome to be in the city. It's awesome to be downtown. I really enjoy going to Walters, meeting up with a couple people, and then walking over to Audi Field. I think that is great. Is it great because it's in D.C., or is it great just because I'm at a bar and then I'm walking to a stadium? I think it's probably more B than A, because there's nothing overly D.C. about the Navy Yard, if that makes sense. Like, driving in, I might see the monument over 14th Street Bridge or whatever, but it's not like I'm seeing the Capitol as I'm sitting at Walters. If I was sitting at, I'm just going to make something up, but like a Bar Louie that was built outside of, or a, let's call it a, you know, Adam Peters Pub, you know, outside of the new stadium or something. Like, I don't think if that's in Maryland or Virginia that that's worse than being in D.C. Whereas at I would say that's not the same when you're at the Capital One Arena, which is like legit downtown right there. You know, you can walk several blocks to the monument, all that stuff, to the mall, so to speak. But it is awesome to be in the city, and I will always agree to that. My buddies, when we talked about the potential of the Caps and the Wiz being in Virginia for several months, they were annoyed because they go, I want to go downtown to go see my D.C. teams, which I get. But the Metro is close argument. His point is true about this as far as football compared to, you can't have a Nats ballpark without Metro, in my opinion. It's an everyday thing. There are games 81 times. People are coming from work in and around the city. It's just a necessity. There are games every day for 6, 7, 8, 9 days in a row. Caps and Wizards, weeknight games constantly, right? This is a work thing. This is a traffic thing. 95% of the games that will ever be played at an NFL stadium in the city are going to take place on Sunday morning. Now, there is game day traffic. I'm not saying that there is not. But in the same way that the tailgate culture for football is way bigger and better and more expansive than it is, you're not tailgating ever before a Wiz and a Caps game. You don't need a parking lot. You're never really tailgating before a Nats game, very rarely. You don't really need a parking lot. You metro over, you either go get a drink somewhere, or you don't, you go into the game. Football is not that. Football, there is a tailgating element to it. Think about it. Every college, every, you know, very few in cities, right? For a reason, because you need that parking lot in that space. But on top of that, the Metro is close argument that he keeps coming back to, means more on weeknights. I totally agree with that. Like, I don't, when you go to an NFL game, Danny, you leave at 9 in the morning or so. You come back at 5 in the evening or so. It's like an all-day endeavor where you're going, you're coming back, you're driving, you're setting up tables. A Nats game is, shoot, I'm getting out of the office in 5 minutes. Game starts in 37 minutes. I got to hop on the green line. It's so different.
So I would say a lot of people do, but I think you're discounting a lot of people that don't. Like, in other words, a lot of people, as it is now, take the Metro and walk that mile or get there at noon for the 1 o'clock kickoff, you know, and don't do the all day thing. So there's, it's a huge part of it. A lot of folks do, but a lot of folks don't as well.
I'm saying the majority do the all day thing. I don't think that's really debatable. The majority of people, season ticket holders especially, like mm-hmm. the base, so to speak, those people are driving and parking and making an event of it. There are certainly people that Metro, I'm not suggesting that there isn't, and they'll still be able to, I think, no matter where they build this thing, probably. If it's in Maryland, it's going to be closer to the Metro. But my point is, like, and I think you'd have to agree with this, football, as opposed to those other sports, less...
It's a weekly appointment.
Metro on a weekend morning, more drive and spend the day, and tailgate is 50 times what the other sports are.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely part of it. But I would say, I think there is a maybe larger percentage than you're acknowledging of folks that don't do the, I got there at 8 o'clock in the morning with Tailgate Ted and set up a theme barbecue for the week based on the team that we're playing. I think there's a huge percentage that get there right before kickoff, walk in.
What percent do you think drive and park and eat something
and
outside the
eat
stadium?
Eat something? Oh, it's a huge percentage. Yeah. But you're talking about the all-day tailgating element.
You're stuck on the all-day part. The hardcore gets there at 9 and stays till 5. Let's say they don't. There are still, if you get there at noon and eat and drink in the parking lot and walk in and leave right after the game, it's the same thing. I'm just saying I would guess 80-some percent of the fans at every game drive and park and do some sort of a tailgate or drink outside before they go in.
Yeah, because where the location is. I think now, or let's say you did the RFK spot, I think a lot of those fans that go, I did it that way, but you know what I can just do is take a Metro and go grab a sandwich at Bar Louie, you know, right before kickoff, well, and that's just as good. And that's what they're going to have to
assuming
do,
assuming they're going to build those things, and that actually happens.
Right.
Because if you don't have those options and you don't have the parking lots, mm-hmm.
Then it's not starting.
This is not that fun.
Mm-hmm.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.